I have been here in America almost 15 years, but opportunity I have been given to deliver the sermon. Thank you, Brother Charles and Brother Danny. You encouraged me and you prayed for me so that God may give me courage and words for the message. I love my family, physical family. I love my spiritual family. You are my spiritual family. And I have been member of this congregation for almost 10 years. And I love the people who are out of the church, who do not believe in Jesus. I love Muslims. I love Hindus. I love Buddhists and all other people. While I am in America, I have fellowship with those people. I reach them and I show them the love of God. But I want to tell my experience about the love of the Cordova Church of Christ. Because I have found love of God in this congregation. When you enter, just enter the worship place, you will meet welcoming people, smiling people, greeting people, friendly people. They will be shaking hands. They will be hugging each other. And in this way, they show the bond of family, that we are one. And they do not show only through words, but they show love through their action also. I know that when my dear wife passed away, and these are the days when she was struggling for life, and she passed away on the Valentine's Day. And when that day comes, it refreshes my wounds of sorrow. But I praise the Lord because He gives and takes away. This church has different activities, and they love one another as God has commanded. Jesus said, as I have loved you, you love one another. So they have different activities in the church. And they also have they are very charitable to other welfare organizations. Just like Agape, Hope Works, Homeless, and Welfare Mission, Homeless Welfare Mission, and the Foreign Mission, they have sent Chair and Amy to Mozambique. They do not know the people, even they love the people of Mozambique. So this is the love of God, that God loves all people. He is the God of all nations. So He loves all. So He also teaches us, loves all. In this congregation, to build up the believers, they have different activities, just like nursery program, children program, youth, for adult, Bible classes, family and marriage counseling, then group meetings for fellowship, potluck, when they share their food with each other, as the people in the first century used to do. They pray together and they worship together. Then, you know, on Sunday, small groups to different restaurants, and they have fellowship and they have lunch together. Last Sunday, Daddy took me, Julie, and Kirby for lunch. It was kind of him. Sometimes Brother Charles is very generous, open-hearted, and sometimes he takes different people to the restaurant, and in this way, they show the love. They help the needy people, as in the early church, they shared their possessions with the people who were in need. So, the other things, we are blessed with, we have a lot of talents in this congregation. We have eloquent preachers like Barry, Brother Gary. We have efficient Bible teachers like Matt Carter and Brother Steve Gaines. We have sincere prayer leader like Brother Charles and Oscar. We have caring elders. And we have faithful members who, like sheep, listen to the elders and follow them. So all these things, why are we doing this? We are showing our love to God and to others. And we cannot love without giving. It is, somebody said, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Christianity is based on giving, to be generous and sharing your things with other people. And the purpose of loving is to join with God the Father and Son in their mission. God the Father and the Son of God and the church has the common mission, and that common mission is to saving the souls. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Son, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that what was lost. The same commission was given to the church. Mark 16:15-16, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So these days we are listening about love, and the blueprint of love is given in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. And you have read already all these things. But my topic today is underlined: love is not self-giving. Love is not self-giving. So, in English or in any language, the noun or adjective have synonym and antonym. But the antonym of unselfish love is selfish. In other words, we can say simply, God's love is not selfish. Love of God is not selfish. Or the word of law of God is unselfish. So, you cannot understand if you do not know selfish, you cannot understand what is unselfish. Because we cannot appreciate light unless we see the darkness. So this is my desire first, to tell about self or selfish love. Selfish love is just horizontal, without God. And its focus is on the earth. Such selfish people just store up on the earth. And they trust just in dollar. They make dollar their God. They say, I trust in dollar. This is their thinking. As it is written, a man is so as he thinks. So it depends upon your thinking. So we can recognize a person whether he is selfish or unselfish. It depends upon his thinking. Because the selfish person is deprived of God's love. So, I will just say something. What is the selfish people think? One thing is, I will put myself first and all others second. And I will fulfill my own desire, regardless desires and interests of others. What is mine, it is mine. I will not share with others. I trust in dollar. He is my God. I can buy anything to please myself. And I shall not give contribution to the church or donation to any organization because I cannot get anything out of it. I want to put my money in the bank. So he says, I will pay to Caesar or Uncle Sam, but not to God. I will obey the law of the country, but I will not obey the law of God. My focus will be on the things of the world. Selfish is a fool. He does not know that everything belongs to God. When I was born, I did not bring dollar with me. I was empty-handed. Dollar has given, God given. He has given me. This is God's gift. So we see selfishness is destroying individuals, destroying families, destroying nations. We see, when we see social media, we see more bad news than good news. Because hate is growing more than love in this world. This is why there are murders, killing, shooting, wars and going on. Justice, there's injustice. There's domestic violence. Marriages are failing. Homes are broken. Because we are living in evil society, in the evil age. And it is having effect upon the church also. I appreciate old couple here who have been stayed together more than half centuries. Just like Fullers, just like Simpsons, just like Cisco, Danny Cisco. I've also included in this couple because I and Shkuntla were married almost for 52 years. So I congratulate these couples who have been together. because they are not selfish. They are unselfish people. They love one another. They respect one another. This is the secret of marriage. We have to be humble. We have to be obedient. We have to love each other. And we have to listen to each other. This is not that wife says, I will have my own account. Husband says, I will have my own account. I will not share with you. I will not share with you. There will be always a dispute on money matters. And the day will come when the husband and wife will be separated. And it may end on divorce. So, here marriage and family counseling comes. But marriage and family counsel cannot work unless husband and wife do not compromise with each other. This problem of marriage is not in the hand of counselor, it is in the hand of husband and wife. So we can say we have so many evils, crimes going on due to the selfishness. The man has become very selfish. What is the solution of this selfishness? One is we are to humble before God. This is one. The other is, we have to humble ourselves to our fellow man. And we should realize that we are not better than other people. We must not be proud. So these are the real solution to the selfishness. We have good example in the Bible who are very selfish. One is, you understand that Adam and Eve, due to their selfish and disobedience, they broke the law of God. And they were deprived of, or I can say it, Adam was deprived of with his wife of all privileges of Eden. He was demoted from his position. He was separated from God and brought sin and death into this world. This is the first Adam, which brought death, destruction, and every evil things in this world. Then we find another example in Luke 10, verse 30 to 32, where the parable of Good Samaritan is given. So there are three, four characters. One is priest, the other is Levite, and third is a man who has become victim of the robbers, and third the innkeeper, and the fourth is Good Samaritan. But priest and Levite looked that person but neglected him and went by their side. So Levite did the same thing. So there can be hypocrite people in the church also who may be religious, but they can be selfish also. And the other thing is, now I come to my topic, that is unselfish love. Unselfish love is vertical. It is horizontal. It comes from God the Father, then comes to the Son, then comes to us through the Holy Spirit. As in Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, hope does not disappoint, for the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. So, love of God you have got is the gift of God. Use it. Because we have to give account to God one day. Because you know the parable of talents. Whatever money you have, whatever you talent you have, whatever you have, share with others. Because love is just like pure blood. Unselfish love is just like a pure blood which circulates in your body and make you healthy. But selfish love is a blood clot which can stop your circulation and bring death. There may be some selfish people in the congregation. They are just like blood clot. So, be a pure blood, not blood clot. When you are born again, your thinking changes. God changed your thinking. As I told you, that when we are born again, God poured out His love into our heart. It is God's gift. So, we have. Who can practice unselfish love? Only who is born again. Who is born again? So, what is the philosophy and the shape of this love? God loves His Son. Son, and both God and Son loves us. God loves Son, Son loves God. Both loves human believers. Believers love God. Then believers love one another. So this is the shape of unselfish love. This is the shape of unselfish love. And the thinking, the believers think that a dollar is not my God. But they read, we trust in God. This is the different philosophy. This is different thinking. We love. We trust in God. So, whatever we give, We do not give from our possession. We give God-given possession. So, it is vertical, it is horizontal, but it is reciprocal. As I told, explained it, a reciprocal love from God to human and human love to God. So, what is the thinking of unselfish man? we are to take care of ourselves. This is his thinking. Just when you have a dollar, you can give to God or in donation, maybe 5 cents, 7 cents, or 10 cents. But you can keep the rest of money and you can spend on yourself and on your family. So we are also to take care of ourselves. The golden rule also teaches, or even Matthew chapter 22 from 34 to 40, there is a written that love your God. What is the next? Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Then the golden rule says, do unto others what you want the people do to you. This is the golden rule. Then the other thing is, we have to see the things of Christ. As in Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 says, set your mind on the things above. What the 1 John 2 and verse 15 and 16 says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If any man or if anyone loves the world, the love of God is not in him. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And in Matthew, what Jesus says, do not store up your things on earth, because your things will not be safe. But store up your things in heaven, where you will have safe deposit. You know that there's a story of rich fool. He had a small lot of grain. He said, okay, I have grain for many years. And he stored up. And he said, oh, my soul, take easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. What happened to him? God took his life on the same night. Where was his grain? When we die, we cannot take anything with ourselves. But believers are hopeless, not the unselfish people are, we can say, they are hopeless people. Because when they die, their bank account is zero for that selfish person. And his account in heaven is also zero. But unselfish people, although they leave their material things on this earth when they die, but their account in heaven is a big account. So we should always think above. We must think above where Jesus Christ is, sitting on the right hand of Father on the throne. So our focus must be towards God. So let me go back to the unselfish love. The Christian love, or the Christian people think that everything belongs to God. And everything what is given to me is the gift of God. I'm not owner. I am just a steward. I am not a owner, but I'm a steward. I must be an obedient, honest, and faithful steward. I cannot do my own will. I have to do the will of my owner. So, it is God's commandment that I should love God and love my neighbor as myself. So, I ought to share whatever I have with others. What are others? Others are my family, my friends, my member of the church, our community, or people of the city of Memphis, or the state of Tennessee, and the whole America, and international people. So we cannot do ourselves all these things, but whatever limited resources we have, we must share with other people. So the unselfish person will help the needy regardless of color, culture, creed, ethnicity. This he did in the parable of Good Samaritan. He was a man with unselfish love. He did not ask that man who was victim of the robbers, are you Jew or are you Gentile? Are you white or black? Are you American or un-American? He did not ask anything, but he helped. He used his wine, oil, donkey, money, everything, whatever he had. So we people who are Christian, we must have unselfish love. We must be good citizens of America. We shall obey the law of the land. We must obey the law of God, because we have a relationship with God. We have a relationship with humanity. We have to love God. We have to love humanity. So I shall pay to Uncle Sam also, but I will pay contribution and donation to the people also. Because church has budget, government has budget, they are all for our welfare. Because government spends money on infrastructure and other things and military, so that they may protect our lives, they may protect the country, and they may fight against crimes. Similarly, church has budget. Where the budget comes from? It comes from the contribution, from the donation we give. So the other thing is, I will put others first and myself second. Have you some experience when two persons are coming? The person who is unselfish, he will open the door. He will let the other person come in. And what you will hear from that person whom you let in, what he says, thank you. Thank you. Good word. So we are to help the needy people who are suffering. The other thing is, I shall live simple life, as Paul had contentment. He said, I have learned to live when I have and when I don't have. He had a very strong self-control. I shall not live luxurious life. Some people need only one car, and they buy 2-3 cars. They can have 3 bedrooms, they want to buy double-story big house. That is a luxury. So when we become luxurious, we become selfish. But we must live simple life with contentment. I shall be humble and obedient like Jesus Christ, although he was in the form of God, he became human being. He became servant. He became obedient, and obedient up to the cross, death on the cross. I shall imitate Apostle Paul, who said, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And he denied himself. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I am not who live. Christ lives in me. That is unselfish love. So we have to be very simple living, very not luxurious life. Then I shall imitate the early church. That is in chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse 42-47, where they shared their possessions to all the believers who were in need. And what was the result of this act? What was the result? Can you tell me what was the result? The church grew. The church grew. The Lord added to the church daily. There was the result of unselfish giving. There is a quotation, if love would grow more than hate, we would be better people and this world would be better also. What is the benefits of unselfish love? Practice of unselfish love will give you joy and peace individually. It will make your family united, your marriages successful, and your church will grow. You know that I have been in Pakistan for many years. I was raised in Pakistan, and for early 40 years, the love of God was not poured into my heart. I was very selfish. But God one day changed my life. And the gift of love of God was given to me. And I shared that love to the Pakistani people. I was doing philanthropic services to the people. My door was open for 24 hours. And I was helping the sick people. I was helping the ignorant who were not educated. And I was helping the needy people. But sometimes such good works can be very painful, can give you mental stress also. And when a person whom you love and whom you help, if he turns to be a selfish and leave the church, that is sorrowful. That is horrible. It happened to me, but I did not give up good work I was doing. Still, there are many problems in Pakistani church. Sometime when I'm sleeping, the call comes from Pakistan. We have this problem, we have this problem, we have home problem, we have family problem, marriage problem. So, what can I do? I can just advise them. And those leaders of the congregation try to solve those problems. As I told you, that in America also, my friendship extends to all people. My prayers are for all people. You know that daily, I start prayer for myself, oh Lord, give me strength so that I may be a good servant of God. Then second prayer is for my children, my grandchildren, and my other blood relatives. Then my prayer goes to my sponsoring congregation. I remember them daily. I pray for the elders, preachers. I have a relationship with my sponsoring congregation. They love me. I love them. Then I pray for you daily. By name, I know most of the name. Some people may not know my name, but I know you. Then my prayer goes to my friends, Muslims. There are Muslims here. They have asked me to pray for them. Sometimes one of the Muslims invited me to his home for lunch. There was a doctor, Hassan Amin, who was my wife's doctor while she was in hospital. A bill came from him. He has a private office. So, I just was not sure how to pay this. Then I called the office. I couldn't reach. Then I had his cell phone number. And he called. He was very kind and very loving. And he said, thank you for calling. And how can I help you? I said, I have got a bill from your office. Okay. I'm sorry somebody has sent you bill. Just discard it. And don't pay any bill from my office. So he shared his love, although he was Muslim. So why don't you show your love? Show your love, the love of God to you, to the people. Jesus said, as I have loved you, love yourself, others also. Now, the conclusion is, love God, love yourself, love your fellow believers, and love your neighbor and all others who are in need. Imitate Christ and be like Jesus Christ. If you are not a member of this congregation, you are invited to become this loving congregation. If you are away from God, you must realize what Jesus has done for you. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for you he became poor, that through his poverty, you might become what? Rich. You become rich. Then somebody has said about Jesus Christ, He came not to throne, but to manger. He lived not as king, but as a servant. He chose not kingdom, but cross. He gave not just a little, but everything. So if you are away from God, you are welcome to come, repent of your sins, get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you have been backslided, come back to Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless you. And if we can pray, you can come.